This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full service law firm. And you need not have your issue originate, nor need to work, nor need to live within the city limits of Brandon, Florida, to call Brandon Legal Group for a free consult. And again, they are full service. Unlike other firms that openly promote and specialize in a particular type of law, Brandon Legal Group has you covered. Call for a free consult. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. And proud supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments in addition to the Todd Wright family of podcasts. As are Pin Chasers. Thank you, Anthony, at Pin Chasers. Pin Chasers wants to make sure your kids ages 5 to 15 have the summer camp options you're looking for. And you know, if you put your kid age 5 to 15 in a summer camp at Pin Chasers, you know they are going to have access to air conditioning and being indoors a majority of the time. Now, there are outdoor activities at the Pin Chasers summer camps, but let's be honest about this. They are going to be out of the heat and enjoying the AC and bowling for a significant amount of that time. There's also free arcade playtime, free personalized bowling ball, free shirt, free water bottle, snacks and lunch included. The times are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. This is a longer summer camp than I know some that are out there, and camp dates vary. And there are camps available at all three locations. So you have the location in East Pasco at 6816 Gale Boulevard, in Midtown at 4847 North Armenia, and the Veterans location at 5555 West Hillsborough. You can register for summer camp at pinchasers.net or call 813-871-2695. Yes, it is hot out there. A trip to Pin Chasers in the afternoon until it rains a little bit. The golf courses could use a little bit of rain, and I think we all could use a little bit of rain around here. Would be wonderful. All right, so let's just dig into some various things on the Toddcast. Let me go and review. First of all, the last Toddcast was about how Donovan McNabb opened up his mouth and made a fool out of himself, kind of like how Paul Pierce has been opening his mouth and making a fool out of himself. Only Paul Pierce has a bigger platform to do it. The one thing I left out, not that we needed to add any more to it on the McNabb argument, was he was 1-4 in the NFC Championship game. And the one Super Bowl he got to, he lost. And you say, well, he lost to the New England Patriots. Well, you know, it wasn't like he was facing Brady and Belichick in those NFC Championship games, the way Peyton Manning was over in the AFC. Guys like Brad Johnson and Jake Delhomme were beating Donovan McNabb in NFC Championship games. So the 1-4 in those NFC Championship games, and the fact that you didn't have to go through the juggernaut in the Patriots to get there, and even the one time you get there, you face Brady and Belichick on the big stage, and the Eagles were competitive, but really at no point did anyone legitimately think they were going to win that game. And of course, McNabb threw up in that game, as he was known to do at times, a la Jamie Foxx's character, Willie Beeman, for the Miami Sharks in Any Given Sunday. Back to the podcast before that, I recapped my 18 holes, first and last, it's kind of a joke, kind of, with the sage and longtime NFL writer and presenter for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Ira Kaufman, now of JoeBucksFan.com. Ira and I did TV together, again, for Bay News 9 Spectrum Sports 360 yesterday. We did a segment for TV that aired Tuesday night. Spectrum Sports 360 airs every night on Bay News 9 in the Tampa Bay area for Spectrum customers on cable at 10:30 p.m. Ira and I did a segment that ran last night. We taped a segment for this coming Friday night, and we did a segment on Twitter that I'm going to talk about in a moment. Ira also said that he not only listened to the podcast that I did talking about my round of golf with him, he said he also had his wife listen to the podcast. And that just puts a smile on my face. Because when – sorry, that's my phone. I'm kind of keeping an eye on some things. When someone like Ira – and I took some shots at him in the podcast – He wouldn't have it any other way. Shares it with his wife, and they both laugh at some of the same things. It's a very nice compliment. It also shows he has humility, self-deprecation, and I'm sure his wife knows him better than any of us. So, Ira, thank you for sharing that with your wife. And I'm glad that at the end, one of the things I talked about in that podcast has already been taken care of. Because at the end of our segments for Bay News 9 Spectrum Sports 360, I handed Ira Kaufman one of my Todd Wright Tour golf shirts. It is 100% polyester and dry fit and modern, and Ira was wearing a fully 100% cotton golf shirt when we played a couple of weeks ago in a charity golf event at Fox Hollow Golf Club, and that's the first sign of being out of touch with the game. So I told Ira this was going to end, and I delivered as promised, and he has one of my Todd Wright Tour golf shirts, and he was even impressed I knew his size, which, come on, Ira, it's not like you're fooling anybody here. So XL it is, and enjoy that golf shirt, and get with Joey DiPompo from Tampa Bay Downs Golf and the Sickles High boys and girls golf coach for those lessons and get your clubs re-gripped and you'll be good to go. Ira and I, and the segment is actually on Twitter, on the Spectrum Sports 360 Twitter account, but Ira and I were asked to do a college football segment. Okay. And now that's one of the things that I enjoy about the Toddcast is where the other three Todd Wright podcasts all have themes. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast returns in July. We will talk almost exclusively football from a fantasy standpoint there. The Bucks Bulletin will return in August. We will talk specifically Bucks fantasy football and their matchup each week throughout the season. And then there's the Lightning Playoff Podcast, which had a very short run just a couple of months ago. And that will return at some point in 2020 as well. Or we might even expand that a little bit, depending on sponsorship and depending on just how angry I am about how no one with that franchise has taken accountability for the – I mean, you thought Donovan McNabb threw up. I mean, that's basically what the Lightning did in four games against the Columbus Blue Jackets, virtually every game. But college football – the question posed to us by the producers, Chris, Matt, Darren, good group of guys over there that treat us contributors very well, was acknowledging that Alabama, Clemson, and they threw Georgia into this. Is there anyone else really worth noting? Kind of give us another team in play for this coming season's college football national championship. And Ira didn't. Ira stuck with those three, and I reinforced those three. But actually, I put Clemson and Alabama on a higher level than Georgia. I think this is justified because of the last four titles. Bama has two. Clemson has two. Georgia's been in one of the title games the year after they won a phenomenal Rose Bowl game against Baker Mayfield in Oklahoma. Granted, Mayfield, we learned afterwards, was playing through an injury in the second half. Nevertheless, Georgia was a very deserving winner of a very memorable Rose Bowl game that was a national semifinal. And Georgia was in a great position last year before they basically lost a play-in game in the SEC championship and then got locked out, then went to the Sugar Bowl, and I'll get to that. So I did some research for the television segment, and the segment is short. You can watch it for yourself on Twitter, again, at the Spectrum Sports 360 Twitter account. But I think I can most easily make the case that the winner of the Texas-Oklahoma annual rivalry game at the Cotton Bowl in early October is in play here going forward. First of all, Oklahoma has been in the mix. This is a big-time football program that has not necessarily suffered with the retirement of Bob Stoops, which I guess we have to say it was a retirement from coaching college football, because Bob Stoops is the coach and general manager of the XFL franchise in Dallas that will begin play in the Texas Rangers' former baseball stadium, the one they're moving out of, early in 2020. But Lincoln Riley has been a very capable college football head coach with an explosive offense. He has had the benefit the last 2 years of the last two Heisman Trophy winners. However, you ask those two Heisman Trophy winners to give you reasons why they won the Heisman Trophy, and one of the first things they say is their head coach's name. So Baker Mayfield and Lincoln Riley credit Kyler Murray credit Lincoln Riley for his coaching. Oklahoma didn't go away quietly in the Orange Bowl last year in the semifinal game to Alabama. At any point, did you think OU was going to beat Bama in that game? No, but they were competitive. And Kyler Murray was obviously a part of that. And if you're saying, well, they're obviously going to take a step down because they lost the Heisman Trophy winner. Well, they did that the previous year and just had the next Heisman Trophy winner. And let me remind you who their quarterback is now. It is former Alabama quarterback with national title game experience and a key reason Bama even made it into the college football playoff last year in Jalen Hurts. That's who's quarterbacking Oklahoma now. So let's go to the Texas side of things. Oh, and also, Oklahoma fired their defensive coordinator early last season, one of the Stoopses, and basically had Ruffin McNeil take over as interim. And Ruffin did some things differently, and Oklahoma played better defense the rest of the way. Ruffin has since taken the step back since he was only interim. He is still on the staff. I think he's the associate head coach and the linebacker coach. But Riley brought in someone from Urban Meyer's staff at Ohio State to be the new defensive coordinator, which is interesting when I get to the Texas part of the argument. So let's look at Texas. If you remember, once the Charlie Strong era ended, Texas went and hired Tom Herman, who was the offensive coordinator for Urban Meyer in Columbus. And I think most agree that Tom Herman is a very worthy head coach, much like Lincoln Riley has established himself as a very worthy head coach. With Riley's had more, but Herman, especially last year and the back half of last year, having success in Austin, Texas, where expectations are always insanely high. Again, apologies for my phone. So their quarterback at Texas is Sam Erlinger. And while Erlinger was on the losing end of the Big 12 title game last year to Kyler Murray and OU, you could see in that game and then later in the Sugar Bowl win against Georgia, a real special player in Erlinger who most believe was basically born and raised to be quarterback of the Texas Longhorns. Yeah, the story of Erlinger, and I don't know him at all, and I have no skin in the game here when it comes to University of Texas football. But Erlinger lost his dad about 6 years ago when his dad was competing in the Escape from Alcatraz triathlon. And Erlinger talks about how his father motivates him and what he has learned from his dad and what would make his dad proud. Also, Erlinger is such a multifaceted weapon, much as Kyler Murray was and won the Heisman last year, or Baker Mayfield before him. As a matter of fact, in the last two decades of Power 5 conference football, there have been six guys who have had a season where they've thrown for 25 touchdowns and run for 15. The sixth guy was Erlinger last year. And he did some of that in two losing efforts with an AC joint problem in his shoulder in the losses to West Virginia. And there was one more loss in there, I believe to Okie State, where Erlinger was clearly, he either left the game early or he played hurt. And the previous five over the last two decades in college Power 5 conferences to throw for 25 touchdowns and run for 15, won Heismans. So this is who Texas has at the helm, and I think he's special. Do I believe that Texas can play enough defense when they need to win at the highest level? No, I'm skeptical. But I think at least for the argument, as we were asked to talk about it for television purposes last night, if you are trying to find someone other than Alabama, Clemson, and then you go down to the next line and there's Georgia. And for those of you arguing, well, what about Notre Dame? I'm like, yeah, call me when Notre Dame can actually not just get there, but be a factor. All right? I have nothing against the Irish at all. But if you're going to make it to the big stage, and the last two times they have, in the BCS era against Bama, and they flopped, and then in the college football playoff era, where last year they were in the Cotton Bowl against Clemson, and they were not competitive. I'm not saying don't waste our time. These are still kids. These are still student athletes, and they play hard for the opportunity to get there. But now you got to sell me that you can do something. They're kind of becoming, and I harp about this here, Notre Dame could be becoming the James Harden, the John Cooper, Steven Stamkos, the what was the Marvin Lewis coached entry or the Dusty Baker managed entry. Yeah, you can do whatever you want in the regular season, but when you get to the big stage, are you going to show up? Are you going to compete? Can you actually win? In college football right now, that equivalent is Notre Dame. And it'll be the same this year. They could run the table, and you will hear analysts say, well, they may be deserving, but what are we going to see from them? Because last time we saw them on the big stage against the Big Two in college football, Alabama and Clemson, they were taken behind the woodshed. And then they were let go and taken behind the woodshed again. So we're kind of looking for someone else. So I'm wondering if the winner of Texas OU in early October is the someone else. And then the irony of that is with the Big 12 again having a title game, even though they only have 10 teams, the likelihood that the winner of Texas OU has to beat the other team again, which, you know, OU avenging their loss to Texas last year got them into the playoff. So maybe it's not just who wins in early October between Texas OU, but who wins round two to get into the playoff of Texas OU. Although if you lose that early season game, there's no guarantee you get back into the Big 12 title game. Someone else in the mix there could spoil the party. A couple other college football notes as it relates to if you're searching for someone else. If you're looking in the Big Ten, it's kind of, it's interesting to look there. Because sure, you can make cases for, but Ohio State loses Urban Meyer. That's enough to lead me to believe they won't be the same this year. They won't. They're not going to fall off the face of the earth, but are they the best in the Big Ten without Urban Meyer? And will that be good enough anyway to get in the playoff, which it wasn't a year ago? Then there's Michigan. And maybe Jim Harbaugh only stuck around because Urban Meyer left Columbus. Because, speaking of gagging, Harbaugh can't beat Ohio State. And last year's opportunity, everything set up for Michigan to get into the playoff if they had beaten Ohio State and won the Big Ten title game, and they failed miserably. It doesn't seem like Michigan State is where they were a few years ago, and I can't really make a strong enough case for a Wisconsin or a Penn State either. And then out in the Pac-12, and don't say we forgot about the ACC because Clemson's on the number one line, and no one's even close to them until further notice. No one in the ACC is even close to Clemson until further notice. We've seen that in the ACC title games in recent years. And with Willie Taggart coaching Florida State and with the unproven Manny Diaz in Miami, you can't prop up those two named schools anywhere close to Clemson until much more is seen. But out in the Pac-12, yeah, it seems like they're just playing a different game out there. And it's getting seemingly more and more isolated. And I'll just say it, until Urban Meyer resurfaces at USC, I don't know that I can make any case for a Pac-12 team being a national title contender. I like Chris Peterson a lot. Loved what he did at Boise State. Then he chose, of all the jobs, and he could have had virtually any job he wanted other than Alabama, Clemson, right, Ohio State. Peterson chose Washington. He's done well there. Has he put a dent in the national title picture? No. But it's been the best the Pac-12 could do since the fall of USC. And I like David Shaw at Stanford, but a very knowledgeable friend of mine who covers college football said the best long shot on the board, and at Westgate they're about 100 to 1, is Utah. Insert your own Fletch joke here. You go to Utah, you stay in Utah. I like the Utah program, but can I really see Utah winning a national championship? As long as Nick Saban is at Alabama and Dabo Sweeney is at Clemson and Kirby Smart is at Georgia and Texas and OU both seemingly have capable coaches and quarterbacks? No, I can't. Doesn't mean they don't get in the playoff, but just because you get in the playoff doesn't mean you're an actual national title contender. Just look at Notre Dame last year and look at Washington a couple of years ago. The Todd Wright Toddcast is also presented by Wentworth Golf Club. For those of you who live in the North Pinellas County area or in Southern Pasco County, if you just want to hit a lot of golf balls over the span of 1 month, Wentworth's player development membership is for you. You pay a one-time fee of $49, and you get everything I'm about to say as part of the $49. You hit range balls whenever you want, as many as you want. It is unlimited. You can show up at the golf course after 3 p.m. any day, every day. Throw your bag over your shoulder and play the course unlimited. There are golf lessons from general manager Jesse Pratt and talented others in clinics Wednesdays and Saturdays. There are other perks with this as well. If you want to ride a golf cart after 3 o'clock instead of walk, you pay modest $10 cart fee each time you want to go out with a golf cart. Again, it's only $49 per month. You ask the golf shop for more details. You can call Wentworth Golf Club at 727-942-4760. The Todd Wright Toddcast is also presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area, 844-4BLG4ME. And register your kids ages 5 to 15 for summer camps at Pin Chasers. Go to pingchasers.net or call 813-871-2695. If you'd ever like to email me where I actually read it and respond to you about anything that I talk about in the Toddcast or something you'd like for me to talk about in the Todd Wright Toddcast, email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. If you send an email anywhere else, I will not receive it. I will not get it. You can also follow me on Instagram at ToddWright2019, and you can send me a message that way as well. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Toddcast, and we'll talk to you next time.